Your theory is at least a very ingenious one, observed Locke, and I am reminded by it of another of the natural phenomena, of the true explanation of which I have not been able to satisfy myself. It is this. What makes the earth freeze harder and deeper under a trodden path than the untrodden earth around it? All that I have asked say it is because the trodden earth is more compact. But is that reason a sufficient one? No, said Bunker. But I will tell you what the reason is, for I thought that out long ago. You know that in the freezing months, much of the warmth we get is given out by the earth, from which, at intervals, if not constantly, to some extent, ascend the warm vapors to mingle with and moderate the cold atmosphere above. Now, these ascending streams of warm air would be almost wholly obstructed by the compactness of a trodden path, and they would naturally divide at some distance below it and pass up through the loose earth on each side, leaving the ground along the line of the path, to a great depth beneath it, a cold, dead mass, through which the frost would continue to penetrate, unchecked by the internal heat, which, in its unobstructed ascent on each side, would be continually checking or overcoming the frost in its action on the earth around it.